here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday in beautiful Brevard County. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And I've got good news for you. It is July the 4th weekend. And so you are going to have the ability to, some of you might be off today already. Some companies will give you the day in advance off. Whatever you've got going on, I pray that you have just a marvelous, marvelous time, and that you are thankful for the freedoms that we have been been granted here in America. We are thankful. You know, if you look around, I believe a lot of times we take things for granted, and we don't realize the serious price that people paid in order for us to enjoy the freedoms that we have. And don't abuse those freedoms. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Don't abuse those freedoms, but do be thankful for them and cherish them, because if they go away, it's awful hard to get them back. And so thank you to those who have fought not only for us to be granted our freedom, but for also those who have fought that sustained that freedom that you and I get to enjoy. I want to say a big shout out of thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need anything done with block or concrete work, I encourage you to give them a call and see if you can't work out a time for them to come. Take a look at the scope of your job, give you an estimate. But I tell you, you are not going to find a group of people that knows their craft better, that knows how to work harder, that has the expertise and the experience that is going to be needed. I will tell you that whenever I have a block or concrete job, these are the folks that I call. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. For Jits Concrete, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and see if you can't work out a timeline that is going to be beneficial to you and to them as well. So you don't want flaws in your foundation, and they will get the job done right. They'll get the job done right the very first time. Give them a call, 321-536-5804. I want to take just a moment and say thank you for those of you who listen to the Refresh Radio program and you pay attention to our sponsors, and these are just people that I know. Many of them all of them are connected with our church, and they just do a great job. And you might think, well, you're just doing that because they are in your church. And it's like, no, that's not the case. I have known many Christians that had businesses, and I wouldn't recommend people to their business. And so I was on Facebook here not too long ago, and somebody was requesting some names of contractors. And I saw a post on there, and they were naming contractors that you just hear about on the Refresh Radio program. And I was like, praise God that people are listening, and that they understand that there is a tremendous blessing to doing business with Christians who support kingdom work, who are experts in their field and will give you a good value for their job. And so I just want to say thank you to those who are listening. Remember, this weekend is an atypical weekend for us, and that is we've got a beautification project going on at the church, which is not going to enable us to meet this coming Sunday. So we're going to be doing Facebook Live. You can go to Facebook Live and look for the Merit Assembly of God page. You can like us, and you can watch the video that we will be doing this coming Sunday morning, 10:30. Probably be a little bit different. When we were Facebook Living during the shutdown, we were able to meet in the sanctuary. So we had our sanctuary kind of created like a mini television studio or a low-budget television studio, and repositioned our pulpit and all of that sort of stuff because we were trying to get everything on the screen. This week we don't have that, so we don't have access to the sound system we would normally have. There's a whole lot that we just don't have access to. So we're going to do the best that we can, and we're going to worship Jesus and pray that that will be a blessing to you. But hopefully you will plan a visit to Merit Assembly of God in the near future. We should be up and running by July the 12th is the date that we're shooting for to return to services. So praise God. We're going to take you back in the scriptures this morning to 1 John chapter 3, verse number 10. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 10. It says there, "In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous." Now, I will tell you this. There are people who have understood, embraced, and are walking in the revelation that because of the forgiveness of made available to us by Christ Jesus, they are children of the Most High God. I can also tell you that God doesn't want any to perish, but he wants all to come to everlasting life. However, he created man with a free will, a freedom to choose, and because of that, even though he doesn't want any to perish, there are people who have yet to make the decision to say yes to Jesus, and they are living as children of the devil. That's a very difficult reality, but it is a reality. And so please understand, there are evil people in the world. I'm going to say that again. There are evil people in the world. But Jesus has a plan to reach them, and that is you and I. So how do you know if the people that you are interacting with are children of God or they are still living as children of the devil? How do you know that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible gives us the answer, and it's this: whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. So there's two indicators here, and it is another one of those whoever statements. Remember up in verse number 9, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. And this whoever is whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. So this whoever, and it means everybody. It could mean this person is a spouse. It could mean that this person is you. It could mean this person is one of your children or one of your relatives, neighbors, coworkers. It could be a person that you've never met before, and the same truth would apply. Either they have been born of God and have a repulsion for sin. They want to reject it and embrace holiness as much as they can, or they don't practice righteousness. Don't practice righteousness. So there's two aspects to this particular revelation, and this goes back to our theme that we're studying right now, and that is we as Christians love people in the name of Jesus Christ. It is our nature. It is something that is supposed to be organic in us. It doesn't have to be an organized incorporation, if you will. Doesn't have to have a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. It doesn't have to have a massive publicity campaign behind it. One of the things that I strive to do as pastor is to instill an innate and organic love for God and love for people to where it is what we do all of the time. It's what we do all of the time. So here it is, whoever does not practice righteousness. And that means if they're not practicing righteousness, they're practicing unrighteousness. Righteousness has to do with right standing before God, where we evaluate the actions that we're going to do, the words that we are going to speak, the thoughts that we are going to feed upon. We evaluate all of those things into how do these reflect the standing I have before a holy God. Because that is the ultimate reality. We've got to have that right standing. You know, if you file a court case, one of the things that judges are going to evaluate is, do you have standing in order to bring this case before the court? And if the court says that you don't have standing, even though you might have a point to argue, they're not going to hear you because you lack standing. Jesus gives us standing. He imparts righteousness to us. He imputes righteousness to us. And so we have got to put that righteousness into practice. And the other aspect that is mentioned here is, nor is he, that means whoever does not love his brother is also not of God. So there have been times in the church's past where we claimed to love God, but we didn't love everybody that we came in contact with. There were times where people did horrible things. Okay, I can tell you that there have been times when the Assemblies of God didn't get it right all of the time. That doesn't mean that you go back and say, well, you know, because they missed it in this area, that they're still missing it today. No, I can tell you that there have been major steps that have been taken to make sure that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past. Okay? So we need to evaluate everything and say, you know what? This person is a brother in Christ. This person is a brother in Christ. Now, I will tell you this. Hate is a strong, strong word here. Verse number 15 says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And so we look at that back up in verse number 12, and it says, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. There was a sacrifice of faith that Abel made, and Cain did not offer that same type of sacrifice. If you go back to Hebrews chapter 11. And you know what? Even though Cain got upset when his offering was rejected by God, God in his mercy said, if you do the right thing, yours will be accepted. But if you don't do the thing, sin is crouching at the door. Let me take you back there to the book of Genesis real quick. And let me tell you what that says. I've got so many things going on here. So Genesis, go back here. And chapter 4, and verse number 6. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Okay? And so we see there that if we accommodate unrighteousness and get out of the proper relation, you know, Cain in his misguided thinking thought, well, if Abel's out of the way, then God's got to accept my offering. There won't be anything to compare it to. No, that's not the way that it goes. Take you back to Hebrews chapter 11. And it said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. So we see that we've got to have that love one for another, and it all ties in with righteousness. One of the reasons that we live righteously is not only because it gives us right standing before God, but it reflects the right standing we have before God to those that God wants to have right standing before Him. There are people that He wants to know that there is a better quality of life. Okay? So, this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. What is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. You and I, we have got to get this love thing right. The church is supposed to be the one that leads the way. Let me rephrase that. The church is the only one who can accurately lead the way. Because if God is love and our society is distanced from God, there is no way they're going to get the agape love factor right, because it comes from a right relationship with God. Now, why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers righteous. Verse number 13, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. That's tough for people like me who wants everybody to like them. That was the way I was raised. I came to realize no matter what I did, somebody wasn't going to like me. There were people who didn't like me because of my height. People didn't like me because of my hair. People didn't like me because of my voice. People didn't like me because... fill in the blank. And most of those things, I couldn't do anything about it. And so you just get to the place, say, you know what? If you don't like me, that's okay. Someone else will. When you come to understand that if the world hates you because you are not participating in the mass dissipation, the Bible talks about that the people who are boasting of their sin, they look at amazement as to why you are not participating in it with them. They don't understand you. They hate you because of it. Listen, if they hated Jesus because he was living righteous in his day and time, they're going to hate you and me, if we live righteously in our time. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Now, I will tell you this. We can't just love those outside of the church. We have to love those inside the church as well. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Okay? So we love God. That love that we have with God transforms us, and it changes our attitude towards those that are closest to us so that we are able to love them with the same type of love that God loves us with, the agape, unconditional, limitless love. And as a result of that, it is going to be a revelation to those outside of the church. And at that point in time, we will be able to represent them and to manifest the love of God to them as well. He who does not love his brother abides in death. If we don't get the love factor right, then let's just cut to the chase of the theological, intellectual, and philosophical arguments and just state what the Word of God says. If you don't have the love aspect right, you're dead. You're spiritually dead. You have not passed. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. If we don't love our brother, we abide in death. That is where we are choosing to live. Hating your brother is killing yourself. I'll say that again. Hating your brother is in actuality killing yourself. Someone once said that bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Hate is the same thing. We hate them thinking that they're going to die, and what we realize is it is killing something inside of us. You know, earlier this year, my mother passed away, and I wasn't sorry for her. I mean, I was sorry I wasn't able to be there when she passed. It was very quick. And, you know, even though her health had not been great for a while, it hadn't been bad. I mean, it hadn't been horrible. And then, bam, she was just gone in a matter of minutes. No way I could get there at that point in time. But at her funeral, I realized I was still very raw, and I shed some tears. I mean, it wasn't a fountain, but for me, that was almost refreshing, because I don't cry for believers when they have gone to be with Jesus. But it's nice to know that you are not in a condition of being stoically dead emotion. We live in an emotional world. God gave us our emotions, but we are supposed to rule over them. I want to take you back to what God told Cain. If you don't do well, if you don't do what is righteous, sin is at the door and it desires to have you. But you've got to rule over it. I pray that this week that you will rise up and you will take the authority over sin in your life the way that God wants you to, and say, there is going to be a revolution in this dynamic of our relationship. You're not going to rule anymore. I'm going to rule through the word and authority of Jesus Christ. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Listen to that one more time. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. What a sobering thought to have to reflect upon. It starts, you know, we'd say, well, I've never killed anybody. Well, do you hate people? And, you know, a lot of times people will play semantical games. Well, I don't hate them. I just strongly dislike them. Yeah. I've got some sports teams fans that I strongly dislike, but I don't hate them enough to reach that level of definition. I'm not going to go and take out, you know, any action against them or anything like that. I just might not watch their football games. But this hate is contradictory to the love that God has. And I will tell you something. Even though there are people from certain sport teams I'm not a big fan of, I'll still tell them about Jesus. I'll still share a hamburger and a hot dog with them. I'll still share the love of Jesus with them. I will fellowship with them, hang out with them. As long as they don't make me root for their team, we're going to be able to set that aside. That's more into that preference. Hate says, it's got to be my way, and this person is hindering me from getting my way. I've got to remove them. I've got to take them out of the equation. And John here writes, and it says, that type of hate murders. It makes you a murderer, and you don't have eternal life abiding in you. One of the things I remind Merit Assembly of God about is this. Eternal life does not begin when the moment after you take your final breath and you have your last heartbeat. That's not when eternal life begins. Eternal life is available right now. Eternal life begins when you say no to sin and you say yes to Jesus, and yes to Jesus empowering you to live victoriously and to live in freedom. That's when eternal life begins. And when that eternal life begins, it transforms our hearts so that we're not living in hostility towards people. We realize that people aren't the problem. We realize that people are the target that God wants us to show the love of God. And so I pray that this weekend that you will be living in freedom, that you will be living in love. I pray that you will show the love of God. Listen, if there has ever been a time that the world or that the church needs to step up and show the world what real love is all about, it is right now. We need you. I pray that you have a great weekend, that you get to celebrate. Please celebrate safely. Don't be one of the casualties that takes place every year because people operating in foolishness instead of operating in wisdom. Operate safely, enjoy, and remember, we will not be having sanctuary services this Sunday because of some beautification that's going on, but we will catch you here a week from Sunday, and I pray you have a safe weekend. God bless you, and God bless the United States
of America. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Sure.